Well, after more than 6 months of uncertainty, the ABC has a new managing director. The chair, Ita Buttrose, has appointed David Anderson as the new MD of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Mr. Anderson has been acting in the role since September last year after Michelle Guthrie was sacked from the position. Media analysts say it's a good appointment, but he'll need to start communicating his vision for the public broadcaster sooner rather than later. Connie Agius reports.
In a late-night announcement, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation announced David Anderson as its new managing director. Matt Peacock is a former ABC journalist and staff-elected director, and now the convener of ABC alumni.
I think it's a very good appointment. It provides what the ABC needs at the moment, which Ita Buttrose, the new chair, signalled when she got the job, which is stability. He's a steady pair of hands, he's well-liked by staff, and he's proven that over the years he has a very firm knowledge of the place and a knowledge of what's needed in the new digital age.
David Anderson was appointed acting managing director in September last year after Michelle Guthrie was sacked halfway through her term. Matt Peacock says he's been good for the organisation at a time when it's struggling with funding.
It's had massive budget cuts. It's lost 1,000 staff or the equivalent, and that's a fifth of its workforce. But while he's been there, David Anderson has proven to be an adept lobbyist. He's been able to get a continuation of money for the regional journalism, the, what they call the enhanced news gathering package that was underway already but was running out. He got Scott Morrison to renew that. And so one hopes whichever government gets re-elected, he'll be able to continue that success because really, the ABC is in dire straits at the moment. It doesn't have enough money even to do its primary job.
Matt Peacock says David Anderson has a good working relationship with ABC Chair Ita Buttrose.
Well, the very fact that he's been appointed shows that he's impressed Ita Buttrose as he impressed the board before this. I mean, he was number two on the list, basically, when the appointment of Michelle Guthrie took place. He's homegrown in the sense that he's spent many decades in the ABC, knows the place intimately, and actually knows the mechanism of the media, which is exactly what Ita Buttrose was looking for.
Margaret Simons is a journalist and currently writing a history of the ABC. She agrees that David Anderson has been a steady influence on the public broadcaster, but that he needs to start communicating his vision.
What we don't know is what his vision is for the ABC. We haven't yet heard from him on that, and how he plans to tackle the enormous challenges that it faces as a media organisation. Not all of these are challenges that are exclusive to the ABC. Declining audiences, particularly declining youth audiences, are a problem that virtually all media organisations are facing. But for the ABC, it needs to retain high levels of audience use and high levels of audience confidence in order to justify its position as a publicly funded broadcaster. And we have yet to hear from David Anderson about what his vision of the way forward might be.
David Anderson declined to be interviewed.
Connie Agius.